Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in this morning's papers.
Santina was born on May the 6th, 2017. She was a premature baby. She was small but still a fighter. She was loved and adored by her family the minute we saw her. She was the baby of our family, loved and cherished and spoiled by us all, especially her Nana. She loved her rhymes, her cartoons, her Barney. She loved her trips to town with me and her Nana on a Wednesday. She would hop into the buggy and knew the routine. She was very cute for her age. She was clever and very bright. She knew all the names of the Teletubbies and was a happy child. She had an old soul. She seemed to have been here before. That's an excerpt from the victim impact statement of Bridget O'Donoghue, the mother of Santina Cawley, which is carried in full in today's Irish Examiner. The majority of today's papers in the Republic lead with the life sentence handed down to 38-year-old Karen Harrington for the murder of the toddler in an apartment in Cork on the 5th of July 2019. A picture of a smiling Santina wearing a pink sun hat is carried on the front of a number of today's papers, while a question posed by Bridget O'Donoghue elsewhere in her statement, "How can you hurt a baby like this?" generates the headlines in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Sun and Herald. Santina's father, Michael Cawley, who was in a relationship with Karen Harrington at the time of the murder, is quoted on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. "I'll be haunted by Santina's murder forever," is the headline there. Elsewhere on the front pages, Boris Johnson's trip to Northern Ireland, where he conducted talks with the five main parties in Stormont yesterday, generates the lead story in the Irish Times, Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. The Times runs with the line that it's expected that following the talks, the British government will announce plans to unilaterally override parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. Despite warnings that such a move could trigger a trade war with the EU, Mr. Johnson indicated that he would press ahead. The Irish News quotes him saying that new laws to rip up the protocol are an insurance policy in his negotiations with the EU. "No work, no pay," that's the headline in the Telegraph, meanwhile, which quotes the Prime Minister saying that he doesn't believe that MLAs should be paid if the Assembly isn't up and running. For its lead story this morning, the Irish Daily Mail suggests that restaurants and bars might take legal action against the government for the impact which the policy of housing more than 17,000 Ukrainian refugees in hotels and guesthouses is likely to have on the tourism industry. The Irish Independent has a story on its front page, meanwhile, about how it's expected that legislation to allow pubs and restaurants to serve alcohol in outdoor seated areas is to be extended today. And finally, Tom Shiel reports in today's Times that the short-term future of Kinnaff National School near Swinford in County Mayo has been secured by an influx of Ukrainian pupils. There are 21 children at the school now, compared with just six less than 2 months ago. Principal Margaret Riley describes the arrival of the children as a godsend. "Our school, indeed the locality," she says, "has been transformed by tragic events thousands of miles away."